Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, this is a special moment I wanted to share with you before the end of our week. Welcome to this preview edition of More Mama's Boy. In case you don't know, we have a secondary podcast. It's a fan-supported podcast. It's called More Mama's Boy. It's basically another episode of Certified Mama's Boy, but you get it on Thursdays. So if you want to become a certified fan, get a new episode every Thursday as well. You can join us by going to the link in the show notes. It's super easy. Join us over there. This week on the show, we talk about the absolute most frustrating part of Certified Mama's Boy, hands down. We don't think we've ever talked about this on the actual podcast. Oh my God, there's something that happens behind the scenes that is driving me crazy. Plus, is it weird to you if two dudes share a bed together? Like, two females seems normal. Two guys, is that weird? We talk about something that I cannot talk about on this podcast because I'm not supposed to be talking about it publicly, so can't even preview it over here for you. And then there's this really special moment. It's seven questions to ask your mom before it's too late. And I wanted to share this with you today because, first off, a special moment, but maybe seven questions you can talk to your parents about too. Okay, I don't know if this is going to get emotional or not. I'm not sure. But I saw this on TikTok, and I was going to do it on Tuesday, and I bumped it because I was like, I don't know if I'm going to get through this, but we're going to try. But it's called Seven Questions to Ask Your Mom Before It's Too Late.
Oh, dear. We're going to leave people for a week on a low note?
I don't know if it's low or not. I don't know if it's low or not. Okay. I don't know. It just depends on how you answer these questions.
Oh, I see. It's all up to me.
Yeah. So don't make everybody depressed.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I'm going to go with it's seven questions. We're just going to go through these and just give me the best answer that you can give me. Okay. I'm going to see if we can get through this without crying.
We'll okay. See.
Okay. Number one, what is your favorite memory of us?
Oh my goodness. There's a lot.
And by the way, I feel like by even me asking these questions, it almost sounds like my mom is dying. Before it's too late.
Before it's too late.
As I know, because I think there's been a couple of different things we said in the last month or so that just sound very like you're dying. And just for the record, not that I know of, other than just, you know, everyone's dying.
Right.
Right. So anyway, what is your favorite memory of us, you and I?
Oh, wow. You know, I honestly think that we've had a lot of good times.
You can't think of one, can you?
Well, no, I'm thinking when you say the best, I think one of the best.
What's your favorite memory? What's your favorite memory of us?
Our trip to New York.
Okay. Why New York? Yeah, I think it was a great trip.
It was so much fun to be together, and we had such a good time and saw so many great shows and ate such great food and just did things that we both love and enjoy and just had such a good time being together.
That was a good trip.
It was great.
The vibes were right.
Yeah.
The energy was right. We just had a good time. We walked all over that city. That was, I would agree. It's at least in my top five, but this isn't about me. It's not about me.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two is, what was the first year of motherhood like for you?
Oh, it was wonderful.
And I don't think this has to be about me per se, but I'm just asking literally the questions that it said on this TikTok.
It wouldn't be about you.
Right.
First year of motherhood would have been with your brother.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful because I loved being a mom. I didn't really work very much then. It's when I was doing interior design and I had intentionally, you know, put that on hold, and I could just stay home and be with my little baby all day long. It was the sweetest time ever. I loved it.
That wasn't enough about me in there. We got to move on to something more me-focused.
You want to talk about the second child? No. And the first year with the second child?
Yeah, what was the first year of me like? Tell me more about me. This is the most me-centric bit we can do. No. Okay, we're going to go through these quietly. Again, these are just the questions, just as they were asked on TikTok.
Okay.
Oh, is there anything about our family's history that you have kept a secret?
Well, if there is, I'm not telling you now. And certainly not on a podcast.
I was like, damn, like, yo, this, I mean, yo, this is the chance.
That'll be a yes or no answer.
Who knows? So is, how about this? Is yes or no? Is there anything about our family's history that you have kept a secret?
About our family's history?
Yeah.
No.
Really? No. I know everything?
Well, I don't know how much you know.
Well, I mean, is there anything that you've intentionally kept from me because you wouldn't want me to know, either about our immediate family or about your family? And we don't have to get specific.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Truth comes out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
Truth comes out.
Mm-hmm.
I'll call you after this, after the podcast.
I didn't say I'd tell you.
What are the best and worst parts of growing older?
Oh, the best part of growing older is, you know, having so many wonderful memories and so many great things to reflect back on, and knowing that you've done, you know, good work in the world and got wonderful children that are grown and, you know, responsible adults and all doing well. And
are we? Yeah. Are we responsible or doing well?
I mean, most days.
I don't think any of us are responsible or doing well.
You don't?
I think we're all kind of barely holding on, but it's okay.
For real, no. For real, you're all doing well. The worst part, what is the worst part of getting old? Maybe realizing that you don't have as much time left as you wish you did to do things. Like, I'm now a grandma and I'm wondering how much time will I have to share with my grandbabies.
You think about that?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. How much time you think you got?
Well, 100
more years?
I don't know. You know, I would hope for at least 10 50 years.
No, 50.
No, not 50.
Maybe.
I would not be a very,
that's my projection.
Not be a very good grandmother at 120 years old. Trust me.
Okay. I don't know how you're going to answer this question. I'm not sure what's going to pop out of your mouth.
Okay.
But what was the nicest thing I've ever done for you?
What is the nicest thing you've ever done for me?
What comes to, and I think it's kind of sad, actually, if you don't have an answer that pops in your mind. Because I was even thinking, I'm like, I wonder what she would say for this. But I'm like, damn, what do I don't really know that I do anything particularly super nice for you.
Well, I think that you're always very attentive of me when I come to visit you. You always make sure that my room is nice and ready and that your house is clean. And you make sure that I'm, you know, well fed, and you're always checking in to see what it is I want to do or what I need. You're just very attentive. I appreciate that.
Is that
the nicest thing you've ever done for me?
Well, I'm just wondering, like, should there be something nicer than one specific thing?
I mean,
well, I just wonder, you're like, if
always
you,
nice to me.
You can ask your parents these questions too. Obviously, your mom these questions and see what you get. But if you ask your mom the nicest thing that you've ever done, and her answer is, your house is kind of clean when I come over.
No, that's only part of it. It's part of paying attention, you know, paying attention to me and taking care of me and making sure that my needs are met.
Okay.
You're very conscientious about that. I love that.
What about when I showed up for your...
For my anniversary?
Yeah, that was kind of nice, wasn't it?
That was very nice. Yes.
Yeah. That was nice.
That was very nice. I mean, you've done a lot of nice things for me.
I don't know a lot. Mm-hmm. Maybe one or two. That's not a carried away.
Send me flowers. You send me gifts.
Yeah, that's true. I did send you.
You
that's
do.
Nice.
Yes, you're pretty nice. You're a nice son.
Okay, number six. Mm-hmm. What do you want most for your kids and grandkids?
I want them to love and be loved. period.
And what do you mean by that?
I want them to love people. I want them to love their families. I want them to love themselves. I want them to love their lives. And I want them to know, them being all of you, to know that you are loved in return. That there are people in your lives to love you and give you the love that you need, want, and deserve.
Okay, don't use too much energy in that question, because you gotta say something different for this last one now.
Okay.
What? This is it. If the tears are going to come, it's going to be this one. Uh-oh. Hold it together, Stephen.
All right.
Last question. What's one thing you want me to always remember when you're gone?
Oh.
And that's going to be after I die, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
No,
that's not happening.
150.
No, you can't go first.
What's one thing you want me to always remember when you're gone?
That's pretty much the same thing. I want you to remember how much you were loved by me. How much I love you. How much I have loved you. How much I will always love you.
This should be a really sentimental moment. But I can't get past the fact of how loud Dad is in the background.
Oh, yeah, he's talking on the phone. I'm sorry. What can I say? Maybe, see, that saved us. That kept us from being emotional. Jimmy Mack saves the day.
This whole 45-minute episode is available for you. Plus, you'll get a new episode every single Thursday by becoming a certified fan. You can go in the show notes of this podcast right now, become a certified fan, support our podcast, and get a whole another episode every single Thursday.